Here we go. Let's get this other one going. And good afternoon, TNT, Super Fantastic Family. Today is Marvelous Monday, August 21, 2017. Yours truly, RayRan98 here. In living color. On the controls. Let's see, what are we going to discuss today? And how will we make our Monday even a more progressive Monday? How about with information, updates, clarifications? All those neat things could make our Monday a more productive Monday. And somehow my notes disappeared from me. Could it have something to do with the eclipse? Maybe it's blocking my view and I can't see it. Here it is. I don't know how that happened. Let's see. We missed, we did not have a call on Friday. We did give you guys an update. And so we will spin off from that, which took us through what I would call a very quiet weekend. But anyway, the Prime Minister had made a speech on Friday over an hour and 20 minutes, hour and 30 minutes. Anyway, he was attacking the corruption from the governors, made reference of Telfar being liberated, and I think the target date was Monday for Telfar to be liberated. Cards were going to be mailed out by August 20 to all of the citizens that are due, the debit cards, key cards, whatever names we give it. And also that the ATMs were going to be loaded and ready to go by the 21st. Now, in addition to that, we did receive information that contractors did get paid at a new rate, but that rate is still yet to be disclosed. But that type of information has been flowing, and so I'm in the likelihood of believing that. New pay schedules were posted, even though these pays are supposed to be on the new rate, but we will wait and see. Time will tell all based on these the schedules of pays that are scheduled throughout this week and into next week. We know that Sadar, or however we pronounce his name, has made a request to the millions of listeners that listen to him to be silent in social media for 3 days. So that could have some impact on information that we do not have at the moment. But we wait to see. The international banking days are Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So there may be some activity yet to happen tomorrow. Time will tell on that as also. And we did learn that cards outside of the Iraq are now active. But it appears that they are active on the program rate, not on the new rate, at least not yet. We're still awaiting further information regarding that. And that's it as far as information that I can bring to you at this moment. Let's see what questions members have on the board. This is from Sunstar. Number one, any news on the dinar, dong, or zem that you can share from your banking contacts? Nothing that I can share at the moment. Number two, any news updates out of the mosque or CBI? Nothing at the present. Number three, any news you can share on payroll payments or payroll rate adjustments to the contractors in Iraq? Okay, address those in the opening monologue. So let's go to TNDR. When you hear of lower denominations out and in use within most of Iraq, how long do you expect an updated reality rate to reach the banks here in the U.S.? Since everything is electronic, I'm expecting it almost immediately. but there could be some lag time on when it actually reaches the system that the banks in the U.S. are using. The next part of the question, are the LDs, lower denoms, rampant, isolated, or not out at all at this time? I'm going to go on the assumption that they're not out at all yet. And that's based on the targeted date of the 21st and no confirmations to come in yet. And a lot of people being quiet. ASET 23, or is that supposed to be ASSET 23? Missing the letter. Anyway, I hear the clock ticking. How does the eclipse affect the release of the RV? To my knowledge and understanding, the eclipse has no effect on the release of the RV. I extended the time frame on the call because I knew that a lot of people would like to be watching this historical event on the television, on their computers, or just outside looking up at the sun and not trying to listen to a call while they were being distracted with eclipse information. And it spanned from the Pacific over to the East Coast. And so by 3 o'clock, I knew that most of the hoopla would be over regarding the eclipse so that people would not have to be distracted from that historical event. But to my knowledge, had nothing to do with the release of the RV. Let's see if there are any other questions on here. Let me double check before I leave. Nope. That was it. Okay, so we'll talk to a few of you live on the call, and then we'll go from there. First caller up, 716 area code, New York.
Hey, Ray.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree.
All right. Is this ever going to happen?
Why would you ask such a question?
Because I need some answers. I mean, I've been doing this for 10 years. And
well, the first eight years was nothing. There was no solid confirmations that it was going down, coming from Iraq, coming from the bank, coming from the news. Now you're hearing the exact opposite from those areas. So I'm challenged with how you come to even ask, is this going to happen, based on the statistical things that have taken place and the factual things that are taking place, unless you are missing them.
Well, I've been listening.
You've got to stay focused on the facts. Are you not believing that Iraq is telling its citizens that the value of its currency is going to change and it will have more purchasing power? If you believe that, then you would never ask the question, is this ever going to happen? Because they're telling their people that it's going to happen. They weren't saying that 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, 7 years ago, 10 years ago. They weren't saying that. Back then, we were only basing on what somebody was telling us. Hey, this currency is going to revalue. It's going to revalue in 30 days. You better hurry up and get in. Most of us got in based on that type of a concept without listening and waiting for real structural information. We are getting real structural information now that is letting us know this is for real and it is going to happen, or at least the government of Iraq is fooling its people into believing that it's going to happen because they're constantly telling them that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good thing to hear. It just, after a while, you know, you just kind of lose the enthusiasm that I once had. And
that's a natural thing, to lose the enthusiasm when there's no substance to support it. For many years, we ran on enthusiasm only. We ran on faith only. And for some of us, we can lose that faith. And then we're going to need fact. Well, fact started kicking in. The minute these 58 banks went back to accepting the currency, that should have removed some of the faith principles and put fact in place of, oh, this country's currency is real. It is being accepted right now, today. Then we just waited for the rate change. We had the citizens being told the value of your currency is going to change. And we've been seeing small nuances of that happening. So that too should take away the faith principles of believing that it's going to happen based on faith. Now we can believe it's going to happen based on the factual things that are coming out. The upheavals over in Iraq that we heard about, the citizens revolting, protesting in the street, they've all calmed down. Now look at what the very same person that created all of that is now telling the citizens, everybody keep quiet for 3 days. Don't say anything. And that can't be because they're mad they're not getting what they want. It possibly could be because they are getting what they want, and they want to enjoy it for a few days without everybody else poking their nose in it. Mm-hmm. That might be the case right now.
I can understand that.
But all of that should take away any question of, is this ever really going to happen? Now, if the question was, is this really going to happen by the end of August? Now, that could be a valid question because we really don't know. We know what we're looking forward to. We know what was being, for lack of a better word, promised. But that part we don't know with all certainty until it actually happens. But we have enough sufficient information now to take away the doubt that it ever is going to happen.
I have been faithful and listening for ever since before Tony came on. And I've been excited and depressed and everywhere in between. And I just, I'm not getting any younger, as all of us are. And I'm just
and what can we do about that?
I can do things with this money once I get it, you know, to help other people.
That's understandable and agreeable.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But now that we have to let reality sink in doesn't mean despair and wonder, is it ever going to happen? Reality sinks in to say, okay, you are powerless to this. Adjust to that, being powerless. We can't make it happen. No matter how bad we want it, no matter what takes place. So we've been powerless from day one. Some of us just did not identify with that. Well, now we can identify with what we should have a long time ago, that we are powerless in this program. We're not the major factor in this program. We're bystanders, still waiting for the end of the game, and then we can all run out on the field and meet the players and shake hands or do whatever we want to do like you normally do at the end of a sports event. You dare not get involved in the actual event until it's over. Then the spectators get to participate. That's the perspective that we should have had a long time ago. We should have had that perspective coming into this. We didn't, for whatever reason. Somebody told us this or somebody told us that, and for whatever the reasons may be, all of it's water under the bridge now, because we're at reality stage of, let's deal with the reality of where we are, and that can remove some despair.
Well,
or it should.
Okay. Well, I'll take you on your word and go with that.
But you don't have to take me on my word, because I'm not promising you anything. I'm just addressing reality. The information that has come out is in print. All the things that I'm sharing with you, it's been in print somewhere. So it's not even hearsay coming from right now. This is factual printed information of what the government of Iraq has promised its people that it is going to do. Factual information of rates and rate changes ever so slightly. Factual information where banks used to look at our members right in the face and say, it ain't happening. It's a scam. We're never, ever, ever, ever going to touch this currency. Now those exact same individuals are having what's a good word that I'm looking for now? A nonchalant attitude about Iraqi dinar. Oh yeah, we're taking it. Like it's nothing. No, you know, I'm so sorry. You know, 2 years ago, I told you were a fool. I told you were an idiot. None of us are getting any apologies from any bank people. We're just getting the nonchalant attitude of a dinar. Oh, yeah. Here we have it. Like it's nothing. Because to them, it is nothing. But to us, it was everything 2 years ago when they were telling us that it was nothing. And now today, to them, it's still nothing in terms of what they're looking for. So they have the nonchalant attitude of dinar, Iraq dinar. Yeah, it's on the screen. You want to exchange it? Sure, we can do it right now. Like it's no big deal. And it is a big deal to us.
Yeah, it sure is.
So hold on to those things and That should take away the question of, is this ever going to happen? But now the question of, is this going to happen this week? I can't really answer that for you. Is it going to happen this month? I can't really answer that for you because I don't know. I can only tell you what I hear, what the sources say. Our best sources, the best thing they can say right now is, guys, it's coming. It's coming. We think it might happen. Hold on, cross your fingers. None of that. It's coming. And that's all that I can get them to tell us right now is, it's coming. Just hold on. It's coming. And that's all we can do at this present is receive each day for what it is, be thankful that we have it, make plans, knowing one of these days, the day that you've been waiting for, searching for, looking for, hoping for, praying for, will be here.
Yes. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I'm going to let you go here. Tell Tony I said hello. All right.
Sure
thank
will.
You. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. 610. Pennsylvania, you are on. G-Man, VA.
Hey, Ray, good afternoon, and thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Another dynamite day here in the USA. I'm sure it's a super fantastic day for you as well.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, regardless of the eclipse, regardless of what Iraq does or doesn't do, the bills still need to be paid in order for this communication to continue. And for those of you ladies and gentlemen out there in the currency community who did not know, all these calls that Ray does for us and all the means of communication that Ray uses to keep us informed need to be paid for. And you can help by going to www.pnpsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. Again, please make your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be glad you did. And Ray, again, thank you
for
all that you do for us. Thank you to your family for sharing you with us. Thank you to the task force members out there, making sure that the meeting rooms and bankers will be ready for us post-RV. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification, unification, relaxation, and rally, rally, rally. So I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home-style North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, Ray. Make it a dynamite day.
All right, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. 817, Texas. You are on.
Hello. My name's Linda.
Hey,
I've been watching, listening to you for a long time, and I've still got a question. At first, I thought we were going to exchange in our own names. And then somebody said that wasn't a good idea to do that because then people could track you. And then they said to exchange into a skeleton trust. And then it said, well, that's the trust are the ones that have the most taxes on it. So should we really just change into our own name? Is that okay for the first day and then set up the regular trust after that?
Okay. Now, you listen to calls other than the TNT call, right?
No, really. Maybe once or twice.
I've never, ever told anybody to exchange into any type of a skeleton trust.
Okay, well, then it was somebody else that said skeleton trust.
Had to
have
been listening to somebody else to get that, right?
Okay.
Now,
but in your opinion,
if the RV happens tomorrow, what are you going to exchange in? What do you have to use?
That's the question. I'm not sure.
Well,
all
you have is your name.
I set up an LLC.
You exchange in your personal name. Oh, well, you have an LLC then. All right, that changes everything.
Well, I took out an LLC just to change into, but I'm not going to use it for anything. So is that legal to do that?
Well, you created the LLC. What was the purpose for doing
that? Right. To be able to exchange into. I don't have a company to use it for.
Okay. You've been listening to a combination of some false information and some information that really did not pertain to you. And
probably
wherever you were getting it from is where the questions should have been directed back at, questions like, well, why exactly should I be doing this? How is it going to benefit me? Then you would know which one you would want to use, or which one you, quote unquote, should use, based on the knowledge that you have regarding each particular strategy, be it in your own name or somebody else's name or any type of a trust. But, you know, we talked about this on the last call. I believe it was the last call that we had this conversation about skeleton trust. And I asked them, I heard what you said, had banking contacts to talk to the bank and let them tell you about what a skeleton trust is and how it works. And then you can decide if it's something that you want to take advantage of. And, of course, we have not had a lot of positive response to come back with, well, my banker said the skeleton trust is this and I should do it on exchange day. Now, we've been getting some negative feedback on no such thing as a skeleton trust, or it's a highly specialized use tool in the real estate market that has nothing to do with us exchanging our currency. So those were the answers that I sent my membership out to go find, because I wasn't giving that stuff to you in the first place. So I wasn't going to try to find the answers for you. I didn't create the question. And the ones that did should have provided the answers. That's the best that I can give you now on the whole skeleton trust thing. We got reports back of it doesn't exist. It's not something that you can be using to exchange your currency in. A combination of things, but not one person yet has reported back to me with, yeah, my bank said when we come in, we can do the skeleton trust, and this is how it's going to work, and this is how we create it. So the ones that perpetrated that stuff from the very beginning are the ones that need to answer for it, if you will, so that you can get better information and better knowledge on if it's something that you want to utilize, if you can utilize it at all. I just don't have the answer for you there, so I'm sorry.
Well, is it okay to exchange it in your own name?
Sure it is.
And then later on?
Millions of people are going to do just that, exchange it in their own name, and then create whatever entity structures they need to create to move it for asset protection or lifestyle living, whatever the case may be. Then they will do the appropriate steps. But if the bank calls you tomorrow and says, hey, we have the green light, come on down and exchange, and you run down there, you're going to exchange in your personal name. You don't have anything else. I'm talking to the average person now, because you said you have an LLC.
Yeah, but I'm just not sure if that's what I need to put it, in that or not.
Well, who helped you create the LLC? Did they not give you some educational information to go along with it?
No, I did it online.
Okay.
I created online.
So you don't really,
you don't really know
a whole lot about an LLC other than you just created one.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
But I guess I can exchange in my own name and then put it in the LLC. I just thought maybe you didn't want to put it in your own name for people to be able to contact you and all that bad stuff.
No, that's not the reason to do that, because you want people going to contact you anyway.
Okay.
But one thing that I would highly recommend, no matter where you put it, LLC, S Corp, C Corp, Trust, any of those, I would definitely want to know everything that I could possibly know about it before I did it. Because once you do it, you can find yourself getting a headache trying to undo it or trying to pull some of that money back out to do something else with. So you really need to know what you're doing and why you're doing it. And if you're not 100% certain, don't do anything. Just let it stay in your own name. And then, so what if somebody knows that you have money? You can say no. All they're going to do is ask you for it if they know that you have it. But just because you have a bank account in your personal name, that isn't going to tell the whole world that you have money. And but before the relatives can find out, you will learn ways to move it out of your name. If it's the government that you're concerned with, they, no way in the world you're going to keep them from knowing that you have it. I don't care how many different names you come up with and different accounts you move it to. Uncle Sam's going to know what you're up to. They might not care, but they're going to know. So we aren't hiding anything or keeping them from knowing or seeing anything, as some people may might make you think that's what you're doing, but you're not. You're just keeping it from public view, public observation, keeping the general public from knowing what you're up to. And we've even told people that keep it in your personal names to change your mailing addresses. Make sure that your address is a P.O. box instead of your home address in case a bank statement gets intercepted. They can't put two and two together. Some people are using different names, but just changing the mailing location is going to make a significant difference for a lot of you. Not having statements coming to your home address, but going to a P.O. box or mailboxes, et cetera, or something like that, some other mail stop where you would actually pick up your mail and it not go to your physical living residence. So those are good safety measures to have to keep people from identifying or from connecting you with a large bank account should a statement get intercepted in the mail. So that's just a good basic safety practice. So if I were you, I would employ that strategy and wait and learn about all the other tools. Now, we're not talking about 2 or 3 years from now. We're talking within, you know, 30, 60, 90 days. You're learning about other tools, and then you move those monies, and you should be okay. And so it's not something like if you exchange on Tuesday, you have to get all this done by Friday. I'm not subscribing to that. Take your time. Learn. This is your money. This is your life. This is your future. And some people are sitting back waiting for the opportunity to take all of that from you, or maybe not your life. They'll leave you your life. But then again, there's some that will take that also. But most of them definitely are looking to take your money and your future if you allow them. And so we have to really learn and understand what's going on. And that takes time. That could take 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. That's fine. There's no dead heat rush that you have to do any of the things that you've heard on any call, even on mine, until you know what you're doing or have a pretty good idea. You might not know 100%, but it has to be for some other reason other than that's what they said on a call. Anytime we do anything because that's what they said, we are setting ourselves up for some potential downfall. Maybe not 100% of the time, but a pretty good percentage of the time. If you're doing things just because somebody said so, you can really get hurt financially behind that. And because we know, we being those of us that are in the professionals in this field, professionals in finance, most of them will tell you, you don't have to rush on any of these things. Slow down, take your time, learn, then maneuver and take advantage. Okay?
Well, sounds great. I really appreciate all your information that you gave me because I learned a lot. Thank you very much, Ray.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. 918, you are on Oklahoma.
Good afternoon, Ray.
Greetings, sir. How are you?
Fine. I'm trying to look here and unlike the caller in New York, trying to be positive here, trying to connect everything. On Tuesday, August 8th, you sent us a tweet, reports coming to me from Iraqi TV, scuttlebutt from the mosque, and conversations being shared among the citizens of Iraq. Well, that's probably true, because that no one officially was addressing anything in that on TV, be it a body or someone from the CBI. And it said in that one, ATMs are to be fully loaded fills and lower denoms on or by August 20th. Lower denoms are to be available on or by August 21st with a 1-to-1 ratio in effect. Citizens paid 1-to-1 August 21. 4 million cards mailed target date August 21st.
Right.
That wasn't anyone apparently official saying that. So we go to the next update here on Friday, the 18th, which was from someone official, a body.
Correct.
And he says, and this I think people, they need to read this, they get confused because a lot of people, now I'm not in the forum, a buddy of mine is, they were thinking, oh, we're going to have the RV today and the people over there are going to get theirs. A body, when he came out on the 18th, contrary to what the scuttlebutt was on August 8th, he said that August 21st is targeted for the full ATM loading of the lower denoms and for all of the cards to be mailed out by August 20th. And people need to realize he said nothing about releasing the lower denoms or activating the cards. That's the difference between the scuttlebutt of August 8th, citizens talking, and now someone in position putting this out. So in thinking positive, you brought us some very good information today if people were listening and they comprehend. And the information you brought us, you have not heard anything from your sources or anything from the mosque. Why? Sadar has told the people to be quiet. Now, I know over there, when that man talks, even the politicians listen. So, I'm of the opinion they have been paid. And we're real close to this. Will it be this month? Maybe, but as the previous post said, on the 8th, they will release the international public rate several days after the 21st. Okay? People need to keep in mind, historically, things could change, but historically, the IMF has always released international public rates in April and September. So, with what we're seeing now, we're close, folks. Whether it's this month, next month, who cares? We're close. So quit your belly aching and just hang on. That's my thoughts.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
You know, all right. Would you agree? I mean, I'm on the right track?
Well, I'm with you, except for the belly aching part. But, yeah, you're on the right track information-wise and the way that we have to look at things. Clearly a lot of us knew Mosul was liberated before Abadi finally announced it.
Right.
And even when some of his military leaders were saying Mosul liberated, he came out and corrected and said, it ain't so until I say so.
Uh-huh.
So we have to keep that in mind, folks, as we listen to information, or at least the information I give you.
Mm-hmm.
I give what the intel is. I give the scuttlebutt of what people are saying. That doesn't mean it's all going to be 100% according to the way that I give it. I'm just
right.
giving you the information that's being provided. And now when a body came out and made those statements, that kind of really put things in perspective on what to expect today, that we still don't know if those goals have been met because of the silence that's kicked
right.
in over there. And as I did share with the members, I could have swore I was on this call when I said it. Maybe it was on the open mic training. But I said the 21st doesn't guarantee we're going to the bank. That's the day that we're looking for, that at least it's going to give us some more solid information on what to expect and how soon.
You said that on your last call with us, right? Yeah.
Okay.
You said exactly that. And I think the intel you brought today is very good from what Siddhar said. And I just think that speaks volumes, at least it does to me.
Yes, sir.
So we could be right on the doorstep of this thing. So, okie doke, that's my 5 seconds.
All right, sir.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. 817, Texas, you are on.
I guess that's me. I'm 817. I have my phone muted.
Yes.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I hear you fine. How are you?
Hello, Ray. We spoke many times, probably when Tony was still running the board there. And I spoke to Tony probably right after he and Dan started back in PTR days. He was chasing down a hot dog and a banker and everything else that day. I was driving a truck.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
I
go by steel toe on the board, and I was banned for posting something without reading it first. Someday I hope maybe still I can be reinstated, but in the meantime, I've been listening, and you have been extremely helpful about people, teaching people about trust and protecting their wealth and all that. And I keep hearing everybody miss this, and it's killing me. And I think what everybody's missing is the actual event. It's all about the event. If you want to protect wealth, you can't do it in your name. If you put money in your account, Uncle Sam wants his portion of it. So the whole point is the event. When you become wealthy, if you don't put it in your name, you don't have it. And it was best said at a seminar I went through, how I become more informed or enlightened. And I'm talking so fast I'm getting out of breath. The whole point was the question the speaker said to us. She says, what do the rich or wealthy own? And, you know, everybody raises their hand, you know. They own everything is the normal answer. And he said, you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
The rich or truly wealthy own nothing, but they control everything. And that's the point everybody's missing. You don't put it in your name. You put it in another entity which you control, which would be a LLC, a trust. Even the skeleton trust for real estate, you know, and you got to be careful about what trust and who writes the trust, because they could write it where 2 days later they're gone to, you know, Acapulco and you'll never see the money. But anyway, got to be careful. Mm-hmm. And anyway, I think everybody's been missing that, and I hope it's a help. And once again, apologize to the mods. I think I spoke to you or tried to get word to you to get me reinstated, but in the past. And I hope one of the mods could hear this and reconsider, because I think you put it on the call that you don't handle that. That's the mod's job. So anyway, I just wanted to be a help if I could, and tell you to keep doing the good work you're doing. And hey, folks, it's not about us. It's about what we can do later. I mean, if we're even supposed to be a part of this. I mean, it really is. This is bigger than all of us. And I hope that's a help. And if you can respond to that or just say thank you and goodbye, that's fine with me. So I appreciate it, Ray.
Okay. Well, I do appreciate your comments. And if the mods are not listening right now, they generally hear the recorded call when they're not listening live.
Yeah,
so
once again, I go by
take
first steel
consideration.
Toe. Yeah, I go by first steel toe on the board if they are. Thank you, sir.
First
keep
steel
looking up,
toe.
Folks. It's It's got to be coming. The facts show everything, just like Ray says.
Mm-hmm.
Keep doing the good work you're doing, Ray, and I'll try to send some money. And when I get some, it's hard times over here. So
I understand. Thank you, sir. We do appreciate that.
Thank you.
Okay, enjoy your day. Let's see. Who is this? Cash Paper.
Hey, how you doing, Ray?
Hey, I'm
how you doing,
fabulous-er to the nth degree. How about yourself?
I wasn't going to say this, but about 4 days ago, they made an announcement that the president was going to make an announcement sometime tonight on the 21st. That's today, about Afghanistan. But, you know, out of the blue, he just came out and wanted to decide to make a public announcement. I got a feeling it's going to be the announcement about the RV.
Why do you have that feeling?
Because you know how Trump is. Trump want to be the first to say something. And I got a feeling this today he's going to make that announcement about the RV.
Oh, really? Time will tell.
I'll call you
if
it happens.
Sir. You do that.
All right. Have a super fantastic day, Ray. Have a top of the evening.
Thank you.
Take care.
Okay, you too. Take care, sir. Whew, okay, today is Monday, August 21, 2017, and we're looking forward to some things to happen. It's quiet right now. Apparently, Sanar's three-day request to stay off social media, they are adhering to that request. We aren't picking up the things as freely as we did pick them up, waiting for intel sources to give us some more updates. We're able to learn about cards are activated, but right now it's being reported at the program rate. And we had the understanding that it was going to be at the new rate. Same thing with contractors. So we're awaiting some more detailed, specific information that makes us feel a little bit more comfortable with sharing additional information with you regarding those processes. And we'll just have to wait on that until such time as it comes to us. So I spent the better half of last week in Detroit, Michigan. We had a great time. And for those members from Michigan who wanted to come and hang out with us, we appreciate that. We had a chance to meet some folks we hadn't met, reconnect with some that we had already met before. But we had a great time. They just rolled out the carpet, not just for me, but for our other members that came in. We had members that come and hang out with us from Alaska, Colorado, Georgia, Ohio. If I missed a state, charge it to the head and not the heart. But we had a great time. And so I do want to say hats off to the committee there in that area that worked tirelessly for months putting together this three-day, four-day event that we had and made sure that all of our desires were met, and they just rolled out the hospitality carpet, and everyone had a great time. And we'll be looking forward to next year being a bigger and better event. And we'll let those who want to hang with us, we'll let you know. I don't know what we're going to be calling you next year. It won't be the TNT membership because it won't exist. But anyway, we'll have some kind of way of letting those know who want to hang out with us to reconvene this time next year back in the city of Detroit and hang out and make it a week-long event and just have some fun. So thank you, Detroit, Michigan, and the members there that participated. And even the ones that just came by for a five-minute visit, you have no idea how much that meant to us. That you took time out of your busy schedule just for 5 minutes. And it might have been that was that important to you to meet us, but it was that more important for us to meet you. So thank you for coming out. We're looking forward now to the public release, our strategic plans that a lot of us have put in place on paper that we can't wait to implement, leveraging to self-directed Roth IRAs to everything else under the sun that we've talked about. And right now, the focus is going to be on the banking seminars that we plan to have, 13 of those, the minute this thing pops. And some of those banks are going to actually be currency exchange banks. Some of them are not. But we're going to these seminars to learn what the banking community has to offer us, so we won't have to run around like chickens with our heads cut off trying to find out what's out there. Each location is going to have at least 500 to 1,000 in attendance for some bank representative to come and just give us the full nine yards of what they do, how they do it, and how long they do it, and how much they want to do it, and who they want to do it with, and everything that can be answered in that setting. We will post on the website when that is available, so that you can pick and choose the location you would like to go to and learn about this additional information that you will learn anyway, sooner or later. But having a controlled environment seems to work very well, where the masses can come together and we can have one or two banks come out and give us their portfolio, so that we would know what to look forward to in the future with bank products and which banks we would like to choose. So when that information is available, we will post it, as well as anything else that is pertinent for us, the TNT members. Some information is going to be tailor-made for the best of us, but all of the information is going to be available for the rest of us. Whatever side you fall on that equation, it's still going to be a good thing. But until then, we'll just continue to wait and see what happens next, ever so patiently, knowing the reality that this is real. We don't have to still wonder, is it going to happen? We're at the stage, it is going to happen. We just don't know the exact minute, the exact hour, the exact day, nor the exact week, or the exact month, for that matter. But you can rest assured that the minute is going to come, the hour is going to come, the day is going to come, the week is going to come, the month, if it's not already here, is going to come. That I do believe.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
How about you?
I believe the rain will go away. I believe that I can make it through it. Oh, I believe.
I know what I believe.
It's already done.
Already done. I want you to already.